The obstacle is an advantage, not adversity. The enemy is any perception that prevents us from seeing this. A quote from the book, Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. In this episode, I'll share with you how to overcome any obstacle. I know it's a bold claim. Three big mindset shifts that will change your life, inspired by the book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. A good book, highly recommended. So today you'll discover how to embrace obstacles can lead to personal growth, resilience, and success. So three big ideas. One, perception. Shift your mindset to see obstacles as opportunities for growth. Two, action. Take decisive action to overcome obstacles and turn them into advantages. Three is will. Cultivate a indestructible will to persist in the face of challenges. So you might say, okay, perception. So one of the stories that Ryan Holiday shares in his book is of Thomas Edison, the renowned inventor. When Edison's laboratory was destroyed by a devastating fire, he faced a tremendous setback, right? Because all his life work was just destroyed in this huge fire. And instead of viewing this as a failure, he saw it as an opportunity to start anew. Edison famously said, "Thank goodness for all our mistakes are burned up. Now we can start fresh again." This shows the power of perception in reframing obstacles. Edison's ability to see fire as a chance to learn from mistakes and improve from his work demonstrates the importance of perceived setbacks as stepping stones to success. Second, action. So Ryan shares the story of Amelia Earhart. She's a pioneering aviator. She attempted to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. So Earhart encountered a numerous number of obstacles, including mechanical failures, treacherous weather conditions. Despite all the setbacks, she persevered and took decisive action to overcome them as and when she faced each challenge. She worked closely with her team of mechanics and made necessary repairs and maintained her strong resolve to complete her journey. So in Earhart's story, it clearly shows the significance of being proactive and strategic action taking in order to face all the obstacles, demonstrating how determination and resourcefulness can lead to achieving extraordinary goals. Third, will. There was this powerful example from the book. So this was the story of Nelson Mandela. During his 27 years of imprisonment, Mandela faced immense adversity and he endured numerous hardships. However, he never lost sight of his vision for a free and equal South Africa. So Mandela's unwavering willpower and resilience were instrumental in his ability to hope and remain committed to his cause. So his refusal to succumb to bitterness or to seek revenge exemplifies the big will he cultivated throughout his years of captivity. So Mandela's story serves as a powerful reminder of transformative strength that can be found with unshakable determination and commitment to one's values. So let's do a quick recap. So there are three big ideas from the book Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. One, perception. You can perceive whatever happens to you as a good thing and then use it to fuel your path to get to where you want to be. Second, action. Take action even when you face tremendous amount of problems or opposition, but you continue to take decisive action, you will reach your goals because of your determination and constant taking action. Three, will. When Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 27 years and he faced adversity every single day and encountered numerous hardship, because his will was unshakable, he was released and the rest is history. Now, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So, I completely believe in you. So, go get it. Crush it.